Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Today it's going to be not just Mind Power, because we're going to be giving you some knowledge and education about your own physical well-being, but this is including foot power. I think that's what I would say here, where you can enjoy wellness. And my guest is Dr. Neil Scheffler. I apologize for the mispronunciation of your name. I really found your book very informative, and I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. You have this book you've put out, 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Your Feet. Now, for me, this was especially a very personal, it had a personal impact for me because I had a family member. And the vision of him shortly before he passed away was him sitting in a chair, and his feet and part of his legs were literally black. He had had diabetes for a number of years, and he died from the complications of diabetes, and the situation with his feet and his legs was really something, again, you don't forget when you see things like this. And so you yourself are a podiatrist. You are in the Baltimore, Maryland area. You are a fellow of the American College of Foot and Ankle Surgeons. You're board certified. And you have been the president of healthcare and education for the Mid-Atlantic region of the American, or for the American Diabetes Association for quite a while. And I imagine you have seen all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely.
When you put this book together, which is not a real thick book, I think people might say, well, I've heard about people having problems with their feet. We've all seen advertisements on television or in magazines about special shoes, special socks, this type of thing. Tell us why it is that the feet are affected so dramatically by this disease.
Well, there are a number of reasons. First of all, the feet are the furthest part away from the heart. They're also part of what we call the nervous system, which is a peripheral nervous system, which is not directly attached to the spinal system, the spinal cord. So there are nerve problems and circulation problems that occur in the feet in a greater percentage of population than the normal population. People with diabetes get these circulation and nerve problems.
Hi, this is Donna, and I apologize for the delay. Dr. Scheffler, what I would like to do, because I know that we had an interruption there, if you could go back to explaining why it is that diabetes has, why the feet are so much affected by this insidious physical condition.
Sure. Well, the problem with people with diabetes is that the nerve supply to the feet and the circulation to the feet are affected in a greater percentage than the general population. The circulation depends on the size of the arteries coming down to the feet into the small blood vessels. And these get clogged up more rapidly in people with diabetes and in a different distribution with people with diabetes than the general population. It occurs below the knee in people with diabetes more often than people without diabetes. So these arteries and small blood vessels get clogged up and don't allow the blood to get down there to supply the tissues with oxygen. And a small injury to the foot will cause tissue damage in the area, and that may not heal because of the poor circulation.
Now, with this, there are different symptoms that people can be aware of, numbness, tingling, just what you've said, a sore that doesn't ever heal. And in your book, in the very beginning of it, you talk about diabetic neuropathy, which is directly related to what you're discussing. And you say 60 to 70% of people with diabetes have mild to severe forms of nervous system damage. And I wanted to ask a question because there is so much information coming about how many young people are being affected by this. And I can remember when I was growing up, there was a girl that I knew. Her name was Karen. And she looked like one of the most unhealthy people on this planet, and she had diabetes, and at that time she was having to give herself insulin shots, and I think she was about 12 or 13 when I knew her, and she just wouldn't adhere to anything. But her physical self, you could see that at that young age that it was really going to have a very bad side effect for her. And I can remember looking at her and thinking, I wonder what's going to happen, let's say, in 10 years from now because of the patterning that she had formulated. We've got so many people that are being diagnosed with diabetes today. What would you say to those young people? I mean, do they have nerve damage that can occur when they're as young as 13 or 14?
Well, we've got so many things that you just brought up. Okay, let's take young people first of all. The person that you were talking about that you knew had type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is where the body is not making enough insulin, as compared to type 2 diabetes, where the body makes enough insulin but cannot use it. So you're looking at two different issues. We used to call type 1 juvenile diabetes. We really don't do that anymore because there are many people that are young that are getting the type 2 diabetes, which we used to call adult onset diabetes. So the reason we're seeing so many young people with the type 2 diabetes now is because of the obesity factor and the lack of exercise. And we're seeing so many young people that are more obese now because for many reasons of fast food and not eating properly, not exercising properly. And that is the reason we're seeing so many people that are young that are getting type 2 diabetes earlier. Now, the longer we have diabetes in the person, the more likely it is that we will see the complications such as the neuropathy, such as the nerve damage, which, by the way, is not the same as the circulation problems. The nerve damage is entirely not related to the poor circulation, which doesn't allow the wounds to heal. The nerve damage may give you numbness in your feet where you will have a blister, a cut. You could even have a nail sticking up through the bottom of your shoe and you may not even know it's there. So we get the injuries in those people that they don't know that they have. They don't take care of the injury early enough. That develops into a sore. That develops into an ulcer, may get infected, and then we develop the gangrene and the amputations.
Mm-hmm. Now, part of what you give are a number of tips in the book on the way people can take care of their feet, which I think is important. I don't even care if you're diabetic. I think some of your suggestions are excellent. One is wearing socks that don't have seams in them. And I'm a walker, and I know I've gotten so I am very particular about what kind of socks I wear when I'm out walking, because if there's any kind of a seam or something like this, and maybe it's just because I'm a mature individual and I'm paying more attention to it, but even years ago I realized this, it irritates the foot. And we have, what, 2,700 nerve endings in our feet? I mean, the foot is just an amazing part of the human anatomy.
Well, you're very smart in using a sock that doesn't irritate your feet. There are specific socks, in fact, that will do different things for different people. If we're looking at a person with diabetes, we may want a sock with more cushioning on the bottom to give them more padding and protect the feet better. In people that are runners, and I was medical director of the marathon here for many years in Baltimore when I was a lot younger and still running, we found many people with blisters. And there are blister-proof socks. There are socks with two layers that may prevent blisters. There are socks without seams, which will prevent blister formation or pressure on that area, as you said. There are materials that will wick perspiration away from the skin. Cotton, for example, will hold perspiration against the skin like a wet T-shirt does. Mm-hmm. A sock that will wick perspiration away from the skin will keep the skin drier and healthier.
Well, that is something that I think is absolutely fabulous in today's environment. I know that there are so many people, for example, if they go out hiking and they're wearing those heavy-duty shoes, the boots, actually, and when they've got them on, they'll end up with horrific blisters on their feet because they're having to go through an adaptation. And your information about the wicking away of the moisture, that is one of the biggest agitators, I think, for people with their feet, if they're on their feet a lot. And something you bring up, too, and we gals, oh boy, are we guilty of this. We have, quote-unquote, our fashion shoes. We like to be fashionistas, and oh boy, you have a chapter in here on deformities of the feet. And one of them is bunions, hammer toes, claw toes, or mallet toes, curving of the toes towards each other, and tailor's bunions. Holy Joseph. And usually this comes about because of wearing inappropriate shoes. Am I correct?
No.
No.
The shoes will irritate those areas. But many of these things are hereditary. Many of the things we see are because of poor function of the foot. And the shoes will exacerbate that. For example, if you wear a high heel shoe, certainly you will cause a contracture of the tendons. You'll put more pressure on the front of the foot, and that will create problems, yes. But many of the things that we see are because the feet are too flat or they're too high arched. And these are things you get from your parents. You're born with the tendency to get these things. But they're preventable in many cases. If we see children in the podiatry practice that we have, if we see them in an early enough age, we may be able to make recommendations as far as an orthotic, a device that goes inside the shoe to hold the foot in a more stable position that can decrease the progression of a bunion and maybe even prevent bunions from occurring. But many of these problems are deformities which should be taken to the operating room. These are problems that should be operated upon, especially in the diabetic population. If somebody's got a hammer toe and they don't have diabetes, it may just be painful, which is a problem in itself, and we see a lot of people for surgery for that. But in a person with diabetes, a hammer toe may not be painful because of that neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And it could rub against the shoe and break down and give a blister and an ulcer. Most amputations are preceded by a non-healing wound, such as an ulceration. An ulcer is a break in the skin that just doesn't heal. And that is the reason that we want to take a person with diabetes to the OR, fix the hammer toe, which can be a very quick procedure, maybe 10 minutes. They're recovering for a few weeks, and then they don't have the irritation against the shoe for the rest of their lives, which may lead to an amputation eventually.
Now, you go into hygiene also with the feet, which is very, very important. And it's something that so many times people, because of their working environments, or maybe just as you have with the various conditions you've mentioned, have hereditary situations that they're dealing with. And with diabetes, the hygiene of the foot is so important. And you go into the cutting of the toenails themselves. Why is this so significant? And why is it that people with diabetes need to be thoughtful about how they do this?
Sure. Well, there are a number of specific reasons. Some of them are logically a result of what we've already discussed, and that is some people with diabetes may not be able to feel their feet, and if they create a cut on their foot because they've cut their toenails improperly and there's a cut there, they may progress to the point where they get an infection and maybe not heal. So that's really important. The other thing with hygiene is making sure that they examine their feet every day when they wash their feet and dry them every day. And, you know, the people with diabetes, I say, one of the most important things you need to do is examine your feet every single day. And if there's a problem that you notice, there's a change in your foot, if it's become bruised, if there's a cut, if there's a blister, give me a call. Give your primary care doctor a call immediately and find out what to do about it. Maybe we need to see you right away. Maybe we can make give you some idea of how to take care of it on your own. But don't let these things go, because some people say, well, I thought it would heal. It's always healed before. And then a week or two later, they're in the office or they're in the hospital emergency room and I get called in to see them in the emergency room or as an inpatient in the hospital, and we could have prevented the infection, we could have prevented the hospitalization if we had seen them on an earlier schedule.
I found, and again, it's because of people that I know that have had these conditions, and will see stuff many times in the pharmaceutical area of the store, care for the feet, and they have these fungal solutions.
Oh, yeah.
I was really surprised. I've never had an issue with that myself in my life, but I know of a number of people that have. And I think one of the most vivid experiences I had with this was a woman that had it not just with her feet, but also on her fingers. And she just
sure.
was beside herself. She didn't know what to do. And it was very, very ugly, very hideous. And I've known other people that are constantly battling a fungal condition with the feet. It may
sure.
not affect all of the toenails, let's say, but it is ugly to look at. It disfigures the toenails. It really is something that's hideous. Sometimes people in the military, they've been in tropical areas,
mm-hmm.
they've picked up a fungus, or sometimes someone's picked it up in some other environment. How in the world can you deal with this? Because there are just as many fungal variations as there are people.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned the tropics and in the military. That was the most common place that people got it. What we see now is we're seeing a tremendous number of women that get it from beauty salons, where the instruments are just not sterilized properly, and you know, they're put in these whirlpool baths that that they soak their feet in, and it's transmitted from person to person. It's an infection. It's a fungal infection. It's an athlete's foot of the nail, essentially what it is. So the most important thing is prevention. Most important thing is keeping your feet clean, making sure that you don't walk barefoot in showers at the gym or at the pool. You can pick it up on wet surfaces at a pool or at a beach. People with diabetes should always be wearing shoes, even at the pool or the beach, but we can get into that a little bit. But prevention is the key. I tell my patients that are women, take your own instruments with you to the beauty salon. Don't share instruments there. Don't soak your feet in those tubs or do your nails at home yourself. Now, once you have the infection, that's an entirely different problem. Then it becomes a matter of treating it one of three ways, either with oral medications, with topical medications, or with a laser. And they all work. They work in different percentages. Some are better than others. The topical medications that you can buy in the pharmacy store and the stores over the counter generally do not work very well, maybe 5% or 10% of the time are they effective for very mild cases. In more severe cases, the oral medications work better, or the laser treatment may work. But once you have it, it becomes a chronic problem in many patients. And you must clean your shoes out. You must clean your socks out. Don't forget your shoes and your socks are now infected with the fungus. And there are special lights that you can use inside your shoes that will kill the fungus inside your shoes. There are sprays that can be used. There are so many different things that we go over with our patients as far as treating fungal infections. Remember, it's an infection, and it's contagious, so you can give it to people in your family. Don't walk barefoot. It can get in the carpeting of your home. You walk with your shoes from outside, inside, and you transmit fungi and wart viruses into the carpeting or into the surfaces of your floor at home. Then you walk without shoes, and you catch the fungus or the virus.
Amazing. The tradition of the certain cultures. I know in Hawaii and in Asia,
yes.
you pick your shoes off before you go into the home, which I think
yes.
is a wonderful, wonderful practice.
Yes. Yes.
And that's very good. And this laser light that you're talking about, you say that it can be used. And I know I've seen at certain stores where if you want to take care of running a light, is that the same kind of a light that you would put on the inside of your shoes? It's just a smaller version, like the one that they say you could take with you traveling, so it would kill bugs and or any kind of bacteria that might be in the bed?
Yes. We're talking about two different things. The laser light is a medical device that is used in the office to treat the patient, to actually heat up the area of the nail bed. It penetrates through the nail into the nail bed and the tissues around the nail to kill the fungus in the nail and the tissues around the nail. That's an entirely different story. Killing the fungus inside the shoe is a light that is basically shaped like a shoe tree that you would use inside your shoes to hold the shape of the shoe. And that gets plugged in and left in there for about 8 hours or overnight, and it's used on a regular basis to kill the fungus inside the shoe.
Amazing.
An ultraviolet light.
Okay, it's an ultraviolet light. With this, and this has been very much a part of your life for, you know, for so many years, what do you find is the biggest challenge in trying to communicate with people, how important it is for them to take care of their feet?
Wow, that's really interesting. That's a great question, because people really ignore their feet. It's like feet aren't even part of a body for many physicians. When, you know, I tell my patients when they go to the doctor's office, make sure you take off your shoes and your socks and have your physician examine your feet also. How many times you go into a physician's office and your socks are on and it's like it's not even part of your body. They're examining everything except
mm-hmm.
your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I get through to people is very, very difficult. You have to understand one thing. People that come to my office have a problem with their feet, so they're very interested in their feet. So it's a little bit easier for me to tell them about foot care in my office. It's the general population that's very difficult. The diabetic population, the people with diabetes, that's why the American Diabetes Association asked me to write this book, 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Your Feet, in an effort to educate the population of people with diabetes on how to take care of their feet, what they need to do, what they need to look for to prevent the complications and the amputations. The educational process is probably one of the most important things. And people with diabetes have a chronic disease that they must take care of on a daily basis. It's a very difficult disease. It's a number one cause of blindness, kidney disease, heart attacks, strokes, and certainly the amputations. So the American Diabetes Association may be one of the best sources if people want to go to their website, which is diabetes.org. It's a tremendous amount of information that they can get right off the website, no charge, and just learn everything they can about the disease that they have to deal with on a daily basis.
I found it quite interesting, your comment about how our feet change as we age. And I'll never forget Paul Harvey, hearing him once many years ago, where he said that one of his biggest discoveries as he was getting older is how the fat on the bottom of his feet disappeared. And so
right.
he had to think differently about what he wore on his feet. And this is something that I feel, you know, as I'm getting older, that's happening with me, and I know with a lot of women, I'll talk with them and they'll say, gee, I'm not comfortable in this, that, or the other anymore, and it really bothers me. And I'll just make a comment, well, do you feel, you know, any extra fat? Do you remember how when you were young you had this fatty tissue on the bottom of your feet? You could just seemingly do just about anything. And I said, you're older now, and what do you think? And they go, gee, I never even considered that. And that's something you bring out. Let's talk about how things change as we get older. And sometimes this comes earlier, too, dependent on one's profession, what kind of work they do.
Sure. Well, you know, absolutely. And the padding on the bottom of the foot does decrease. And it can also shift in place. If you've got a hammer toe, it's kind of hard for me to describe this over the phone, but if you've got hammer toes and your toes contract, it pulls the tissue from the bones of the ball of your foot up towards the toes and away from the protective areas where it's meant to be underneath the ball of your foot. So we have to replace that padding. And obviously, we don't really replace it inside the foot, although there are some materials that are used now as temporary cushioning, injectable materials that they use for plastic surgeons that inject it into the face to cushion, to change the shape of the face, can also be used to inject to give temporary padding on the bottom of the foot. But what we do most of the time is we use supplemental materials within the shoe. And there are some tremendous materials that have been invented over the past 10 or 15 years that weren't available before, to gel type of materials that can be used in orthotics or just placed as a separate pad inside the shoe to cushion the areas and protect them. As a matter of fact, the wisdom of the of Medicare, one of the good things that they've done, they've allowed people with diabetes that meet certain other criteria like poor circulation or neuropathy or a deformity, they are entitled to a pair of shoes and three pair of special cushioned inserts a year at no charge. Actually, Medicare pays 80%, and usually their coinsurance will pay the other 20%. And they will be entitled to these special shoes with special cushioned materials to protect their feet, to prevent the injury to their feet, and potentially stop the amputations.
Well, I think your book is absolutely fascinating as a read because it makes you aware of so many different components. And if you're healthy and you're not experiencing diabetes, wonderful. I'm thrilled for you. If you have a family member or a friend who is going through this, this is a book that I think you would find extremely valuable. But I think it's a book for anybody that if you want to know more about how to take care of these two parts of your body, your 2 feet that carry you and, you know, get you to where you want to go. And so often we just ignore it, how we can keep healthy. I mean, just the information. Women, if you go and you have pedicures, you've got to be sure that you want to pick up something. And my goodness, all of this information that's in here that Dr. Scheffler has discussed is just wonderful. Now, your book, you can go to diabetes.org, and you can find out information regarding diabetes. Is your book listed on that site, or do
yes,
you
it
have...
Is.
Okay.
Yes, it's available through the American Diabetes Association. It's also available at the major bookstores. It's an e-book, and it's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all of those places.
So it's 21 things you need to know about diabetes and your feet, but it gives you a lot more than that. I think many times we, like you said, we go to the doctor's office, they check the heart, they check everything else, but they don't check the feet. And I think that the feet often reflect the overall well-being of someone's body, and that's very important that you give it good care. Dr. Scheffler, it's been a delight having you as a guest. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
You're very kind. Thank you for having me.
This has been a pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Don't go away. We're coming back with more good things to share. We'll be right back. 21 things you need to know about diabetes and your feet. Check it out by going to diabetes.org. Good information. We'll be right back.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance your physical needs with your busy schedule is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors. A bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. It can be used anytime, anywhere. First thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks and as a weight loss appetite control. Only top-of-the-line and no genetically modified ingredients are used. No caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Visit Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information.
Do you have a product or service that you would like people to know about? Internet radio is a powerful medium that can assist you in reaching people who like to shop online and pass by electronic word of mouth information about you, your products, and or services. The Donna Sebo Show reaches around the world, and you can be part of that enterprising network. For more information, contact Vision Broadcasting via Donna at DelphiInternational.com
or call 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, welcome back. This is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. For those of you that are listening for the first time, again, you're welcome to call in, make comments if you like about the interview or whatever you like, or you can get a free reading from me on the air. I love to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. So here's the toll-free number, 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a story with you about a woman, and her name is Barbara Graham. Did you ever hear of her? Well, there was a movie that was done about her, and I'm trying to think of the name of it. I think it was called I Want to Live with Susan Hayward. And on June 3rd, 1955, she was executed in the gas chamber at San Quentin. She was convicted of the taking part in the murder of a woman by the name of Mabel Monahan. Now, apparently, this is what had occurred. She had gained entry of this woman's home in search of a fortune that was supposedly hidden there. And they didn't find it. When they left, the person, Mabel Monahan, was dead. And $10,000 worth of jewelry and $500 in cash in the victim's purse remained untouched. Now, she maintained her innocence up till the day she died. And she would have received, perhaps, a lighter sentence while she was in prison, maybe even a new trial. But there was something that happened while she was in prison, and that took away all of that. And this is what occurred. There was a fellow inmate that offered to provide her with an alibi for $25,000, and she agreed to it. The inmate was an undercover policewoman who had taped their conversation, and when she was questioned about her indiscretion, she was in tears. She said, "Have you ever been so desperate that you would do anything? Do you know what it means not to know what to do because you're so desperate?" Well, because of the undercover policewoman's taped conversation, the verdict was, sorry, you're guilty. Anybody that would even agree to doing something like this for $25,000 has to be guilty. So she was going to die. Now, this is what happened. Barbara Graham swore that the men connected with her conviction were all going to die prematurely. Coincidentally, one of the accomplices disappeared and was presumed murdered before the trial. The other two were executed on the same day she was. And the man who had turned prosecution witness was killed on the Mississippi River when, in a fog, a Dutch freighter rammed a small craft he was riding on. Another man who was in on the plan and gave evidence but backed out at the last minute died when he drove into a road obstruction. The district attorney in charge of Graham's prosecution died unexpectedly from cancer. The warden of San Quentin Prison was struck dead by a heart failure, and the judge who sentenced her died abruptly. All from cancer. That would make quite an interesting paranormal story, wouldn't you think? life is a fascinating experience. So I just thought I would share that interesting happening with a woman who said she was innocent and basically said all of these other people were going to pay paying because of the mistake that they made. Good fodder for a story. Donna Sebo here. I have phone lines open at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So many times we go through so much stress. We have so many things going on in our lives, and we wonder, how in the world can we shift out of that stress mode? Well, I don't know about you, but now that it's summertime, one of the best ways I feel to work with stress is to get out and to take a walk, to do something that just gets you out of doors. It's just absolutely magical how that can really take the cobwebs out of the brain, and you just feel refreshed, especially if you've been working inside on the computer a lot. And I've done that for years. I can remember when I used to work in an office, and I would be locked into this confined environment on my lunch hour. I would always go out and get out and move, and it just made such a shift. Well, another way that you can alleviate stress is to make time for friends, make time for social activity in your life. How many of us become workaholics and we're just so involved with our work that we just don't give time for those social interactions with other people? And it can be fun. You have a good time. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money. But it's that fellowship with other people, that getting involved. It really does make a difference. And being able to have a hobby, that is something that you can do. It is, I've observed this with so many people. I don't care what the hobby is. It could be knitting. It could be gardening. It can be going to listening to programs at your local library. It can be just doing something that for you is just an absolute joy. It creates that shift in the head that really makes a difference. It allows that stress to find a venue to escape out and through. And then also being involved with animals is a great way to deal with stress. So I just wanted to share that in those thoughts with you, because I think that it's important that we take time to really give to ourselves and understand there's good stress and there's bad stress. You know, it's something that you can really look at and deal with in an effective way, but you do have to make a break of some kind. You do have to make a change. That makes all the difference in the world. And I'm going to take another break here. When we come back, if you want to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
If you are an author and would like to be a guest on the Donna Sebo Show, please send a review copy of your publication along with a press release to the Donna Sebo Show, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for your material to be reviewed. Again, the address to send your material to is The Donna Sebo Show, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. Have you ever had a paranormal experience, such as seeing a ghost, having precognitive dreams, out-of-body experiences, or other happenings? If so, Donna would like to hear from you. She's putting together a book of 100 stories from people who would like to tell their story. If you'd like to submit yours, send an email to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Again, send your story to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Be sure to include your contact information as well. Thank you.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760. or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, cover your assets with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Phone line, if you'd like to call in and chat with me today, 888-627-6008. I'm going to be sharing with you your astrological forecast. I'm going to be talking about Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. But before I do that, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Jeffrey Beers. The book that he's put out is called The Lost Season. Now, this is a wonderful publication. It is based on real life experiences between a sports buff and a bartender. That's all I'm going to tell you, because we're going to find out more from Jeffrey tomorrow. And then, in celebration of Father's Day, we have got an absolutely wonderful interview coming up with Keith Zaffron. And he put together something that I think men and women both should read, because he gives a perspective about fatherhood. And his book is titled, How to Be a Great Dad No Matter What Kind of Father You Had. And it's just an amazing read, and I really think that you will enjoy it. So that's the lineup for the rest of the week. And if you want to find out more about the guests coming up, all you have to do is check show information under the Donna Sebo Show, and you'll find details about upcoming guests listed there. Okay, let's get some astrological information out to those of you listening that are under the sign of Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. I have fun with this. I just think this is so much fun. I have to share with you for a moment before I start telling you about what's under these particular signs. And by the way, we've already done Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. So that we've already done. But my mentor many years ago was very, very skilled with astrology, and she was quite expert at it. So it's a wonderful, wonderful tool to use. It's not the end-all of end-all, but it is an incredibly useful tool. So I have always been fascinated with it. That's not my forum of expertise, but I really find it, again, a useful tool. Libra, for those of you born under that sign, my goodness, you have got, you're going to be a party person. I think you just have been hit by the fun sun bug, yes. And this is wonderful because you are very social. So you don't have to spend a fortune, but let your imagination just really have a good time with planning activities, whether you want small groups of people or large groups of people, or if you've got friends that you can interact with and support in their events that they're doing. This is something that really means a lot to you because, again, you're very social. And when it comes to money, you need to really be prudent. That's right. You need to realize that how you use your money and how you save your money is going to allow you to have the flexibility in life that you want. And you're going to be bitten by the bug of spontaneous urge. So be aware. Put the salve of common sense on that bite and don't allow it to compel you to go out and spend what you really know you don't and you shouldn't spend. So those of you under the sign of Libra, you need to be aware of that. Also, you are going to find that as you take breaks for yourself, maybe little mini vacations, depending on your schedule, you will find that during those times when you have those breaks, that you may get some ideas about things that you can do or that you want to do that can make all the difference in the world. So always carry around a pad of paper and a pen with you so you can write down those ideas that come to you, and you're going to have a gold nugget that you may discover that's going to surprise you. For those of you born under the sign of Scorpio, you really are wanting to rock and roll in life. You have a lot of drive. Many times you can be considered a little bossy, but I do think that there is a communication that may be in your personal environment that needs to be healed. And so you may need to figure out the best way for you to do that, and you need to make it okay that the adjustment may take some time. Also, when it comes to money, you're going to find that if, again, you are someone that has a tendency to get very anxious. Scorpios can be worrywarts and can make decisions based on fear. You don't want to do that. There's a patterning that's around the Scorpion sign this time that just needs to be aware of the fact. Don't make any decisions regarding money, anything that's going to affect your basic balance in your life based on fear. Don't go there. Get out a pad of paper and write down the positives and the negatives of doing something. And if the positives outweigh the negatives, great, go for it. If it's the other way around, leave it alone until you find a better resolution. Dreams, you need to make it okay to dream. You've got a wonderful imagination, and you can actually achieve a great level of what you want to accomplish right in your own home turf. And a lot of the change will come within yourself. So with those of you under the sign of Sagittarius, you're going to find you're going to be reinventing your life. That's right. You're going to decide to write a brand new script for your life about what you want, especially in your personal level. But it's going to obviously overlap into everything that you do. And taking charge of that is going to enable you to experience a level of freedom. And summertime is a wonderful time to be able to do this. You can make it okay to do nothing but to allow yourself to really ask the important questions. What is it that means the most to you? Where is it you'd like to see yourself in 3 years, 5 years? What do you want changed in your life and why? Why is it important for the change? What is it that really is at the base of what it is that's causing perhaps irritation, dissatisfaction, frustration. So don't be afraid of this. This is a great time of the year to invest in yourself, those of you that are under the sign of Sagittarius. Now, I want to say it's also going to be a time that if you're really wanting to work on your career, your passion for what you do, your patterns of perseverance are going to reward you. So those two P's, passion and perseverance, are going to be best buddies if you use them properly, and they are going to engage you in the shifting changes that you want in your life and your dreams, my goodness. You're going to find that you are really going to be able to not just dream the dream, but you're going to be able to work out a plan to see the accomplishment of the dream. And I know some of you may say, well, Donna, what about winning the lottery? No, this doesn't have anything to do with the lottery. It has to do with the reality of everyday life and realizing that little tiny steps many times, being consistent with those little tiny steps, allow you to take the giant steps of accomplishment when the time comes. So you will be able to have the recognition that you want and the sense of personal accomplishment. This is all coming to you. It is going to be yours, but you are going to earn it. It is not something that's going to be handed to you on a silver platter. Donna Sebo here. Telephone line, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, is 888-627-6008. Yes, 888-627-6008. Some shopping tips I just want to toss out. I don't know about you, but I'm always open to looking for ways that I can stretch my dollar, so to speak. And how can I be more effective in my shopping and buying habits? Well, I love it when little tips come my way, and so I thought I would pass them along to you. Apparently, at Costco, which I think just about everybody belongs to, and you all know about it, there is something called a secret sense code. And I was not aware of this, but I've seen this more than once, and that is if your price statement or the little tag says $9.99 for this or $2,099, then you know that that is an item that's a full-priced item. However, anything that ends with 97 cents means that it's on clearance and it's marked down as low as it can go. So if you have $10.97, then that's something they're clearing out and you're probably not going to see it again. So if you can, maybe you stock up extra on that. But you need to know also when the price ends in 00, it means an opened box or a floor model. And when you see that on an item, then you will know that you're going to get a greater percentage off of the purchase price. And, hey, if something is actually damaged, if you see something and it doesn't bother you, go and negotiate. You might be able to even get a lower price. It's always moving inventory. No matter what the size of the store, they cannot keep the same inventory because there's always new items coming in. So those are just some tips with one of the biggest and most popular wholesale shopping stores in the country. And also, don't forget, you can go there for your medications as well. Now, another store we're all familiar with is Walmart, and they have something that, and I don't shop there very often, but they have something called overages. And that means that if a coupon ends up saving you more than what the item costs, it's not only free. Walmart will deduct the extra savings from your bill. Now, this is how they do it. Let's say you have a $3 manufacturing coupon for an item Walmart sells for $2.50. Well, you get the item free and an extra 50 cents off of anything else in your cart. How do the checkers keep up with all this? I'm telling you, whoever does their computer systems, they must go home with a humongous headache by the end of the day. I just don't know how to keep up with all of this stuff. But that is what Stephanie Nelson, who is known for being the Coupon Mom, in fact, she's got a site, couponmom.com, and she said it's the way she saves money. So here, those are just a few tips that enable you to realize you can do more with your dollar than you ever dreamed. Now, I know that we're just about out of time, but telephone number to call into, just write it down because you can call in on any show, usually really in the latter half, 888-627-6008. Life is full of all kinds of challenges, and I want you to take time, wherever you are, whatever part of the country or the world that you're in, try to be aware of what's going on in your local community. I say this because I get so busy many times, and I'm stuck in the office, and I'm reviewing materials, and I'm just like you. I can just get so preoccupied that I don't pay attention to what's really going on just in my own neighborhood. And I was out at the local library, which I'm very much a supporter of, and as I was driving back from the library, I saw this sign on the side of the road, and it said Farmer's Market. And I said, Farmer's Market? Oh, my goodness. We have a Farmer's Market that is just beginning to open up. And I thought, I've got to find out more about this because that means the local farmers are bringing in produce that is homegrown, so to speak, right in my own environment. And, of course, that's one of the best things that you can ever bring to your family's table. The nutrition in it is going to be really very good for you. So this is something, be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood. Find out about the little nooks and crannies of environments that you will maybe discover a whole new set of contacts with people, environments that'll bring a lot of joy into your life. It's summertime. Get outside. I don't care if you garden, you just walk. It's more fun to connect with people. I met a German shepherd. His name is Bear, and believe me, he is as big as a bear almost, and he's only 8 months old. This guy's going to be huge, but you get to know your neighbors too. So take time. It's summertime. The sun's out. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. You've got a lot to be grateful for, and remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.